broadcasting around the world on International Shortwave and on the Radio Disclosure Radio Network. I bid you good evening, good morning, wherever you may be in our universe. Tonight is a special night. We're going to talk to somebody. His name's David. And we're going to have a conversation about the past, the present, and the future. David Anderson's going to be our guest tonight. He's going to talk about time travel. He claims he's a time traveler. I believe he's a time traveler. We're going to find out tonight. And all I have to say is I believe in time travel. Okay, I've done a lot of research in the subject. I'm familiar with a lot of the science behind it. Modern day science, not David science, I guess I'll have to say, because I believe he's from the future. So welcome to the show, David. And I know you're here on a mission. So you say you're from the future. Tell me about yourself, where you're from, and all of that.
Howdy. I am actually from the past. I started traveling in 28 AD, and we've traveled through time up till this point, helping humanity around the world with different problems and helping a lot of people. Our mission is to help, like I say, help humanity. I started traveling in 28 AD. Just a little description of to get everybody up to date here. In 28 AD, I was just came out of slavery, and I was a prisoner in Egypt. At that time, I had some help, and I escaped. I got me a herd of sheep, and I went to the Nile River Valley, and my sheep kept coming missing. So my dog and I, we decided that we would find these sheep, and we tracked them in their footsteps. As we went in their footsteps, we went into a different dimension, a different world than we had known previously. So we used this doorway as such and traveled in different places and seen many things and learned many things from and a lot of things that we did not understand. So this is what got us to go ahead.
So, okay. So let me back you up for a second. So you say you're originally from Egypt and you were a slave. What were the Great Pyramids like back in that time frame?
When I cannot go but past my birth, and so I was never able to see them Great Pyramids. I can go back as far as about 20 AD. Other than that, it's not possible. Time travel is not what everybody thinks it is. Time travel is not mathematics. It's not science. It's not any of that stuff. Time travel is actual physical time travel. If anybody tells you any different, they're lying to you.
I guess I'm trying to understand without mathematics. Are you okay? So you said something about God just a second ago. Are you saying that God has allowed you to time travel?
God does not actually allow me time travel. I found the doorway, the mechanism to time travel in 28 AD. I found that. Throughout time, God has let me use that to help humanity around the world. I don't claim to be God. I don't claim to be a prophet or anything like that, none of the such. But he has allowed me to help humanity around the world with physical, helping somebody, psychically helping people, medically helping people, and many other ways that we've learned throughout time.
Gotcha. So you're here in the year 2021.
Correct.
What
I
is
live in the pre- I live in the present. There's no other way.
What is your current, I guess I would say, mission or reason for being here in this time frame?
My mission to be here in this time frame in 2021 is because I went ahead in time and I seen that the world needed help. Not only the United States, the world, because of what's happening. It's all basically rolled out because of the New World Order. New World Order cannot happen. I am here to help humanity, that it won't fall to that. If it falls to that, everybody's slaves to their governments forever. And I can't allow that to happen. I'm here to help people, save them from sickness if possible, food shortages, anything I can help them with. I'm here to help them. I have no other mission in life other than to help humanity. I've traveled the world and seen everything there is to see, good and bad. And the only mission that's worthwhile is to help humanity. And that's what I'm here for. I've got in 15 countries around the world that I have large groups in. 35 million people follow me around the world.
How can people find you online right now if they wanted to?
If they wanted to find me online, hashtag the only time traveler on earth. If you Google that, you'll find me in the United States. You'll find me anywhere in the world.
Gotcha. Okay. So the New World Order, you're obviously saying this is a bad, bad thing. And judging by what you said and how you said it, what are you trying to prevent? I guess that would be a better way to ask that question.
I'm trying to prevent everybody from losing their freedoms, whether they're in the United States or any other country in the world. If they allow New World Order to be enacted, it will destroy everyone. They'll have no freedoms. They might as well be dead. The world's worth living in still. It's worth fighting for. People don't need to, or should not, subdue themselves to New World Order. Within 2 years, people around the world will be so suppressed that New World Order will look good to them. Oh, we can't let that happen.
So, David, we're going to take a quick break. And when we do, when we come back from this, I want to talk about what you mean by suppression. And I want to know if there's anything going on right now that the New World Order is doing to us that we can just see out on the horizon that we can fight against. 1-833-880-9899. David Anderson is our guest, and you called yourself the only real time traveler, correct?
Yes, the only real time traveler on earth.
We'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. 1-833-880-9899. David Anderson is our guest. He's a time traveler. He's actually from the past, not the future. He says that God allowed him to find this portal, and he's on a mission to help humanity. And he's gone into the future, and he's seen the New World Order and what it does and how bad it is. And it doesn't sound good. He says within 2 years. Oh, my. So, David, what happens? You made this statement. This statement is almost frightening. It's almost scary. You say that the new world order seems better than the current condition.
In 2 years, the world will be so suppressed that with death, destruction, hunger, financials, that it'll look good to everyone. Everyone will subdue to it at that time. Right now, is what's happening in the United States, is everyone knows, and around the world, is the mandatory multiple vaccines. That is one of the very first things that roll out with New World Order. The people that take the vaccines will be dying. They're dying by the millions currently in the name of COVID and being called another disease. This is happening every day. There are people doing crazy things to, you know, everybody in the world. You know, the food supply chain is, you go to the grocery stores in almost every city in the world, and there's not enough food on the shelves. There's not enough food on the shelves for 3 days in most grocery stores around the world. The government is telling everybody that that's a trucking industry problem, a supply chain problem. This is something that the governments have rolled out. And it is New World Order.
One of the things I found interesting, and I don't want to interrupt you, is the U.S. government issued an edict to have farmers destroy many, many, many crops this year. And it was under the aspect, in the reasoning behind it, that I saw the CBS News story. They said that it was because that these crops were slated to go to restaurants, and these restaurants weren't calling for as much food and so on and so forth as they did before. So, yeah.
The government's been doing that. They did that in the past growing season in the United States and even other places, in Australia and other areas around the world. They did that, and they have actually been doing it for over 30 years. But this year, they did it in a different way. And that is affecting the food crisis. That's affecting the commodity market. It's making people more dependable. And that's what the government wants everybody to do, is be dependable on the government. If they can make people dependable, whether it's food, health care, the list goes on and on and on. You know, schools, colleges, universities, if the government can get the people to let them pay their bills, the government, they are dependent on the government.
Gotcha.
That cannot happen. I mean, they're telling everybody where they can travel to now. They're telling you how to raise your children. They're telling you if you can have a vaccine or not have a vaccine, or if you can get a cure for, say you have cancer and you need a treatment, they're telling if you can get treatment, if you're a good candidate. All this is being rolled out in the name of New World Order. They don't use the term New World Order because people still think it's a conspiracy, and it is not a conspiracy. This New World Order is going to destroy the planet. Let me tell you a little bit about that. It's not actually going to destroy the planet. There won't be anything on the planet. They are destroying it as in the means that everybody will be dependent on the governments. Not just the government of the United States, the government of the world. It takes the freedoms away from everyone, and it's not the freedoms of choice. It's the freedoms of humanity. Life's not worth living in the future if you have to obey that law.
So, okay. So as you're fighting this and as you're going through it, I mean, when you start talking about massive food shortages and massive amounts of sickness and death and all these different things that you're talking about on the horizon,
I go, what I do is I can go into the future and I can find out what's going on in the future, whether it's a day from now to 50 years from now, and find out what's going on. And I can come back to the present and we can influence the future. The past cannot ever be changed. The past is, as the saying goes, it's set in stone. The future can always be changed. That is my goal, is to let everybody know what's going on in the future and influence the people in mass numbers to change it for the better. A lot of people think it can't be changed. They think that they're just too complacent. And that is false. The future is always influenceable. That's kind of the mission I've got going on. And I just cannot let the world go that way. Shouting from the rooftops around the world. That's what I do.
So what other missions in time, other than this one, have you been on before?
We've helped many, many civilizations around the world rise and fall, many of them. In Egypt, we was not there to do that. We helped the Aztecs in the United States. A lot of people can understand that. And we helped them move out of Mexico. We helped people in Bolivia back in the 1200s. We helped people in Japan. We've helped people in almost every continent on Earth. The governments rise and fall. We've taken people that have been corrupt and want to subdue the people, as the same is happening now. And we have helped get rid of those people, take them out.
So I'm gonna ask a kind of a off the wall question here. Did you have any influence in either of the world wars?
Yes, we was in every world war in the United States, and we don't always play on. We've learned to play on all sides. But we have been through the world wars. We've been in World War One. We've been in World War Two. We was in Vietnam and those type of things. We have helped affect the outcomes of those wars. And there's actually a lot of detail that cannot be told because it's classified. Even I won't let that information out. Of some of the things that we've done, because of my security, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, so when you're talking about, and you keep using you keep saying we.
There's one other person that I've traveled with, and there's two ways of time travel. There's time travel as I do, physically. There's another way of time travel that everybody on the planet, or as everybody that's been on Earth has traveled that way, and that's through life and death. This other person is a woman. She helped me out of prison. She took care of me. She made sure I was fed, and she never time traveled with me the way I time travel. She was in her elderly years, in about 38 AD, and we made a pact. She would travel in time through life and death. I would travel in time as I'm traveling now. She's came back in time through life and death multiple times. We've met up and we've helped each other. And she's actually helping me now in what's going on in the world currently. So there's, like I said, there's, if you can understand that, there's, even you have traveled in time through life and death. I'm the only one that travels through time.
Interesting. Well, we're going to take a break. 1-833-880-9899 is our number. David Anderson is our guest. The only real time traveler on planet Earth. We'll be back. This is Radio Disclosure. Floating through time, David Anderson's our guy. So, how many jumps? And I'm not trying to pry too much, David. I'm really, really, really interested in, I guess I would say, two things. With what you're claiming about the New World Order and all the things that are coming up and people need to fight against keeping their personal freedoms, keeping their personal stuff. When Joe Biden came out and he said, everybody's going to have to get a vaccine. I think he said it maybe slightly less intelligent than that. But anyways, I said this is no longer a discussion of whether or not if the vaccine's good, bad, and different. This is now a constitutional discussion, whether or not if I feel the vaccine's right for me, and whether or not if that's my choice to do it or not, and to make the mandates to the point to where if I don't get the vaccine, I can't work, feed my family, and I become homeless.
Unknown caller.
That becomes more of an issue to feed my family, do what I need to do, so on and so forth. Okay.
I'm
interested in validating what you're saying as far as going through time. I'd like to know how, you know, more about some of your stories that you feel comfortable sharing as far as where you've helped societies and so on, and give some insight into things from those cultures of the past to where people go, yeah, this guy, he's the real deal, man. I mean, I'm interested in those two things. Not that I want to challenge you and call you, like, say, you're not real, but some of what you're saying, man, is it's pretty intense. And I can also see that. That's why we made a pact with Valley Food Storage, as I got discounts for the Radio Disclosure people, because I'm really worried about food shortages coming up, man. I mean, this is scary stuff. With those two questions, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Joe Biden wanting everybody to be mandatory vaccinated. Start off there. That is in itself something that basically everybody's heard this. They're trying to get everybody vaccinated and decide who is the followers and who are the leaders. That's, again, part of the way the New World Order rolls out. That gives them a great insight there. The vaccine passports that the United States and other countries are pressing is the same. It is control. Feeding your families, you know, having enough food to feed your families, owning your own cars, you know. It all stems back to what the world wants to do, the United Nations wants to do.
Now, hold on. You said own cars?
When New World Order rolls out, they will supply you with cars. They will supply you with food, all of your needs. If you work for them, they give you enough money to live comfortably. and everybody puts their money into a pool, so to speak, easy way to describe it. And that way the government owns everything. They own individuals. They own cars, transportation, your computers, your cell phone, the farms, the livestock, your homes, any human need. That New World Order will give you those things if you need them. Like I said, if you need the cancer treatment, they'll decide if you need a cancer treatment. And
this sounds like
not to get it.
It sounds like socialism on massive, massive steroids. Is what it sounds
In some senses, it is. The United States and other countries around the world are currently, you know, a lot of people think socialism is great because individuals don't, you know, some of them don't want to work and they can get something for nothing. And a lot of people go for that idea if they don't want to work. But I'm here to tell you, when 2 years pass and people actually see that socialism or New World Order is in place, and you have to do what the government tells you to do, to live or die, to walk down the street, to buy your food, for any human need. It is not something that any place should want to live with. I mean, a lot of people have asked me over time, why should I be the one making the decision? Why am I saying that it's good or bad? Well, I'm just warning people and trying to make a change. If, in my mind, what I've seen into the future, New World Order and the things that are going to be taken away as far as freedoms is not worth it. It takes away the human experience. And once the human experience is gone, everybody's slaves to the world forever. It cannot be changed.
This is David. It's very scary. So, what pushes things over the edge to finally make people break down and accept it?
When people start to understand that there's tens of thousands of people dying every day in the name of diabetes or cancer or heart disease, and they're actually dying of the vaccine, that will get them one way. The other way is when they start seeing the food on the shelves become unavailable or unaffordable. That will happen in 2022. They'll be able to start seeing the massive deaths in the United States and around the world. Inflation's going to, as we all know, in the United States, is going to make it so people can't buy food. That's going to be one reason people need food storage. The list goes on and on. Things like that, it's going to push people over the edge. People are complacent, and they'll be complacent until they're dying, hungry, and broke. When they're those three things, they'll start to wake up, so to say, and see what's going on in the world. By that time, it'll be almost too late. The United States, Australia, Germany, France, their governments are already hanging by a thread. And the people are starting to rebel. These things is what it's going to turn around, or hopefully put people in the mindset that they need to wake up, stand up, make their voices heard. You know, I've got a movement going on, Patriots, One Voice, One People in the United States, around the world. It's One Voice, One People. You can find them both on the Telegram channel. But those people are on board to fight the tyranny that's coming, the tyranny that's already there. You know, when President, let's go back a few years, President Reagan in the United States, he was shot because of New World Order. President Kennedy was killed because of New Order, of his thoughts of New World Order. Mr. McAfee, he has spoke out because of sex trafficking, sex crimes, corruption, and New World Order. He is one of the people that is putting the word out there, as I am, to get people to change. It, you know, there's multiple facets, such as sex crimes, human slavery, all these things is what's destroying the world, along with the New World Order that's being imposed on the world. It's got to be stopped. That's my ultimate goal, is to stop, at the very worst, subdue New World Order and save the human experience.
Well, David, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the stuff you've seen in the past being a time traveler. To me, that's amazing. I want to ask if you've talked to some people in the past and who they might be, and out of your experiences, who is your favorite person you've ever met? 1-833-880-9899. This is Radio Disclosure. I don't know. Pondering recent headlines, looking at things. We'll be back. Welcome back to Radio Disclosure. 1-833-880-9899 is the number. I'm going to just, before I go, ask that other question to David here. It seems to me there has been a very systematic programming change of the entire world, how we view things, what I would say our value systems would be, how we view things. You're talking about this New World Order stuff, David. This sounds like is that a product of the New World Order?
It is a product of the New World Order. Everything that's going on in the world today is a product of the New World Order, believe it or not. The New World Order has been in existence for many, many years, but currently it is starting to be seen, rolled out, and coming to fruition. There's only a few years left before they've got control of the whole global economic industry with artificial intelligence and COVID-19. Everything has been in a plan for many, many years. People need to open their eyes and see it. It doesn't take a time traveler to go see those things.
How are you a Christian in a basic sense?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What would you say is the demonic and darkness influence of the New World Order?
Power.
Let me rephrase that question. Do you believe that there is a dark, demonic, satanic part to the New World Order?
I don't believe that it's satanic per se. I believe it's all because of greed, power driven. A lot of people that have wanted the New World Order. If you go to a lot of different companies, or excuse me, countries, they are in poverty stricken. And the leaders of those countries see a lot of the other nations that are wealthy and progressing greatly. They want everybody to be equal. So let's just take Ethiopia, for instance. They want the people in Ethiopia to have the same food, shelter, medical needs as everyone else in the world. Not that they shouldn't have those things, but that is what New World Order is about, to make everyone equal. I don't believe New World Order is satanic in any sense, because it's not of God or of any of those, God or Satan. It's not of any of that. It's of man, and man is changing these things. You know, I don't talk to God personally. I mean, I pray, I do those things. I do not talk to God personally, but I can tell everybody with 100% surety that a lot of the things that are going on in the world because they're not following God. God rules the world. He rules the universe. He rules everything, and he always will. People need to give thanks. You know, the prayer's been taken out of schools. They've been taken out of the homes. They've been taken out of all these things. God needs to be respected and give thanks. I mean, God didn't send people here to earth to decide if they was going to be a man or a woman. And, you know, he sent them here because he knew that they was. He didn't send them to earth to make that choice themselves. That's a lot of the reasons that things are happening in the world right now. And for lack of better words, God is not liking it. I've learned this throughout time. Societies and nations have risen and fallen and failed because of what they have done. If they believe in God, if they follow God, if they give thanks to God, they've been able to rise. That is one reason the United States has been able to stay where they are currently throughout the last 200 years, is because people came to the United States to worship and they give thanks. Well, now people in the United States have forgotten about that, and God's wrath is coming down on them. It's, I guess that's the best way I can explain it.
Gotcha. So through time, through your travels, who's been the most interesting person you have ever interacted with?
Most fun I've ever had is with Einstein. That's one individual that people can relate to. They know a lot of things that he's done. I had a lot of personal contact with him, and he knew of my time travel. I was, you might say, a personal friend. I actually went in the future, as I do now, and when I lived in his time, I could do exactly what I'm doing now. I could go into the future, and I could bring knowledge back to the present. And we had a great time doing those kind of things. Not that I helped him with any of his science or theories, but I helped him understand many of those things because of what I've done throughout time.
Interesting. Did you ever meet or talk with Nikola Tesla?
No, I did not.
Okay. Tesla is one of the most interesting individuals that I've ever...
I've done research. I know of his, what he's done, his theories. A lot of the time, theories are just that. They're just theories. a lot of people have theories that mathematical science and those things. Theories are not something you can touch.
So who else have you, or what culture would you say in time you like the most?
What the time, the 1200 BC, AD, we was in Bulgaria. We was having a great time back there helping people. That was one of the funnest times we've ever had. And then we came into the 1800s throughout the world, and we enjoyed helping people move around the world as immigrants. That was one of the great things we helped with. So that was just a lot of fun to do them kind of things. I mean, I've always been in 28 AD, of course, I told you that I was a sheeper at the time, farmer in these days. And that's what we like to do. That's what we've always liked to do. And so we've ranched, we've been in the outdoors, we've just did what we wanted to do, you know. Had a great time. Helped people. Most of the time, it's all stemmed to helping people. And a lot of it's been helping immigrants with their freedoms, moving from country to country, those sort of things.
All right, David, we've got just a few more minutes here, just very briefly. Top three things you want people to do right now to prep for what's coming.
Top three things that I want people to do. The first one, I want everybody to get some food storage on hand. Get whatever you can get. I recommend a year at least. A lot of people say that they cannot have or do not have the means to buy food storage. I get that. Buy rice and beans. They'll get you by. If you don't have the means to do that, there's other ways that you can, you know, get water and food if you're able to hunt. The other thing is, I want people to prepare physically and mentally, because there's a lot going on in the world, and if they're not mentally prepared and physically prepared, they will subdue to death, most of them. The other thing is, I want people to have money on hand. Small bills, I recommend even having gold and silver, but not unless you can put your hands on it and put it in your pocket. Keep your families close.
All right.
And
again, how do they find you online, David?
You can find me online, hashtag The Only Time Traveler on Earth.
All right.
If you Google that, you can find me anywhere.
All right. Well, folks, you heard it here. Go to his site. Check out his information. It's a whole lot of information. Stay on the line, David. I'm going to pick you up here. Wow. If you've got something to disclose to us, or want to suggest a guest, call us at 1-833-880-9899. That's 1-833-880-9899. Like to say thank you to WTWW, the International Shortwave Station, for carrying us, and all of our other local affiliates. This has been Radio Disclosure.